is a business that is totally run by volunteers. What's interesting is many of the volunteers are middle and high school students who give of their time to work here, and in turn, the profits they generate are helping others in their community. It's a unique enterprise, and I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Machinery Pete's having a huge year-end unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for, get yourself a great deal, and buy it before year-end. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. Items are open for bidding now and close December 27th. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
In 2011, Terrell Story, now an art teacher at the school in St. James, Missouri, helped begin a coffee house in an abandoned firehouse across the street from the school. They have a variety of quick-serve food items, plus drinks, of course.
Hot chocolate teas, different shakes and smoothies, different flavored lattes, and coffee. Kind of low-budget items to mid-range items. We try to keep them in the range where the students can afford them.
Everyone working here is a volunteer. The students and adults like Terrell do this to serve the school and public. It's a place where kids can do homework, where citizens can grab some coffee and admire the school's artwork on the walls. In the beginning, they just paid the city, who still owns the building, $5 in rent.
We are now paying our own utilities, and that is our monthly agreement, our lease. So we were a little bit scared because, again, it's volunteer and we keep our prices low. But we actually doubled our sales last year, which was just crazy phenomenal.
A student board oversees the profits they make.
We try to have a designated amount set aside to offer to the community for them to apply for funding for another youth program that they may have. We want to keep it generated and going, but not make it just about this or about us, but also about giving back to the community.
They hope to give away at least $3,000 each year. You'll find Terrell here most days with a rotation of students. For this former youth pastor turned teacher, it's a calling.
I was made to be around these guys, and it's pretty cool to be able to have the opportunity to stay involved in their lives and try to be a positive influence, because I think there's a lot of negativity out there.
You can stop in as well, afternoons after school, and get some coffee and a snack. Traveling the countryside in St. James, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.